In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Men's items. In the Hadith of Imzara. So that you can be one of the best men. My dear husband brother. This is the conclusion of the Ramadan series. In explaining and contemplating the Hadith of Imzara. In explaining the types of men. I made them quick commandments for you and me. May God make me and you one of the best men to their women. First, God commanded us to be patient. His prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. He said, it was yours with the messenger of God. A good example. It is remorseful. Discipline is the way he deals with his wives. The prophet's punishment, may God bless him and grant him peace, is not fulfilled. Except through our knowledge of his biography with his wives. This means that we read more hadiths. Related to the biography of the prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. With his wives. Who wrote the hadith? Among the books that collected these hadiths in particular. Like the book Hasan al-Aswa. What has been proven from God and his messenger regarding women. To Siddiq Hasan Khan. And a book. Encyclopedia of Women's Hadiths in the Six Books. To Adele Alhamd. Secondly. Description of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. His life with his wives in general terms. And he said. The best of you is the best to his family. I am the best of you to my family. Narrated by Al-Tirmidhi. Ibn Uthaymeen, may God have mercy on him, said. If there is good in you. So keep it with the people closest to you. Let him be the first to benefit from this goodness. This is the opposite of what some people do today. You find that he has a bad attitude towards his family. Good manners with others. This is a big mistake. Your family is more deserving of good behavior. Have good manners with them. Because they are the ones with you. Day and night. Secretly and publicly. If something happens to you, they hurt you. If you please, they will walk with you. If you are sad, they will be sad with you. So be your dealings with them. Better than your treatment of foreigners. The best of people are the best to their families. Thartha, dear brother-in-law. So that you achieve goodness in dealing with your family. You must do these things. Firstly, strive to have good morals. By contemplating the Hadith of Imzara, we find that everyone who was praised by his wife, she praised him for his good behavior. And everyone who is blamed by his wife, I blame him for bad behavior. This means that the most important issue is taken care of. After taking care of your religion, it's your morals. That is why he, peace and blessings be upon him, said. If someone whose religion and character please you proposes to you. So they married him. Narrated by Al-Tirmidhi. Morality is part of religion. But the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. Emphasize it because there are people who worship God well. But he has a bad attitude with people. This is one of the bankrupt people who will lose on the day of resurrection. He, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. The bankrupt among my nation will come on the day of resurrection with prayer, fasting, and zakat. He came to have insulted this person and slandered this person. He ate this person's money, shed this person's blood, and beat that person. This is given as part of his good deeds, and this is from his good deeds. If his good deeds are exhausted before his debts are paid off, he took from their sins and they were cast upon him. Then he was thrown into the fire. Do not be one of them, the honorable brother-in-law. Secondly, apply all the hadiths about dealing with people to your wife. Some believe that hadiths encourage good dealings with people. Such as facial fluency and smiling. Bringing happiness to the Muslim. And assistance to people in all its forms. And strive on al-Iramar and Musakim. Some people think that this applies to all people. Except for the wife and family. This is a grave mistake. Which if the honorable brother-in-law falls into it. You missed out on many good deeds. And you missed out on happiness in your home and with your wife. Consider the good deeds that come to you from these pictures. The messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said, "You will leave your heirs wealthy. It is better than leaving them poor, begging people. You will not spend anything seeking the face of God. Unless you will be rewarded with it, even what you put in your wife." Narrated by Al-Bukhari. The messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said, "And in a few of you, he believed it. They said, 'O messenger of God, can one of us fulfill his desire and have a reward for it?' He said, 'What do you think if he puts it in something forbidden? Was there a burden on him? Likewise, if he puts it in what is lawful, he will be rewarded.'" Narrated by Muslim. These hadiths are the honorable brother of the husband. It tells you about the amount of good deeds that will come to you because of your nice treatment of your wife. Imagine the amount of happiness that would fill her heart with this transaction. It is one of the pleasures it brings to her. Third, consider your wife an ongoing charity for you. It is one of the doors of goodness whose reward never ceases. And even achieve this point. Apply this hadith to your wife. I will put the word "your wife" in small print to make the meaning clear to you. On the authority of Omar, a man came to the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. He said, "O Messenger of God, which people are dearest to God? Which deeds are most beloved to God?" The Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said, "I love people to God. The most useful of them to people is his wife. The most beloved deeds to God. The pleasure of interfering with a Muslim. On your wife. Or reveal it as a burden. Or about her. Or pay off a debt on his behalf. Or about her. Or drive away his hunger. Or about her. And because I walk with my brother, I have a need. Or with my wife. I love to seclude myself in this mosque for a month." It means the city mosque. He who refrains from becoming angry with his wife, may God cover his nakedness. He who bites a twig from his wife, if he wanted to spend it, he would spend it. God filled his heart with hope on the day of resurrection. And whoever walked with my brother and his wife, he needs to prove it to him. May God make his feet firm on the day when feet will disappear. Narrated by Al-Tabarani in Al-Kabir. Fourth, I pray for her in the back of the unseen. Especially in your prostration. Praying for people. It only comes from a loving heart. I think you are my honorable brother-in-law. You love your wife. Did you pray for her in the back of the unseen? Or in your prayers? On the authority of Aisha, may God be pleased with her. She said, "What I saw from the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. Good breath. I said, 'O Messenger of God, I pray to God for me.' And he said, 'May God forgive Aisha. Her previous sin. And what was late? What was concealed and what was announced?' Aisha laughed. Until her head fell into her lap. From laughter. The Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said to her, 'Aisarak my propaganda.' And she said, 'Why am I not pleased with your supplication?' And he said, 'By God, it is my supplication for my nation. In every prayer.'" Narrated by Ibn Hibban. Fifth, stay away from spoilers. Married life. Spoilers of married life. Many. But I warn you, dear brother-in-law, of two things. The first, start looking at women's faces. This consideration, it will not end except with fear of God and fear of his punishment. Otherwise the faces. Kindness never ends. Whenever you look at a woman, others came out better. She doesn't have it. Especially since Satan is adorning. Forbidden to you. He hates what is halal for you. Looking is forbidden. This is one of the sins that may divide between you and your wife. He, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. We didn't talk to each other. So he separated them. Except for sin. One of them tells him. Narrated by Ahmed. The second. Compare while you see. Or you hear between your wife. This is one of the most dangerous things. On your heart and soul. Because you will not be convinced. What do you have? This is the beginning of problems with the wife. It may be a reason. Divorce or transplant. This is what Abu Zara fell into. From launching his gaze between women. And comparison between. What he sees between his wife. It is a different sin. Between them. In conclusion. I ask God to make you happy, dear brother-in-law. With your honorable wife. And fill your heart with her love. And to be you. People loved her. We will meet you. My brothers and sisters in series. Ramadan is coming. God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May God bless and grant peace. On our Prophet Muhammad. And on his family. And all his companions.